This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to the bet. Jamie living in Colorado. He's in St. Louis. What's better than a bet on the series?
Yeah. Right? If the Avs win, he meets me in the ditch.
Okay. The ditch, if you don't know the story, is the first place that Jamie and Larry, that's the first place they kissed.
Yeah. Second grade.
It was
in
like
the culvert.
Jamie.
I don't know if my ass could fit in there again. I was in second grade, and I've gotten much bigger.
It's probably a fairly good size culvert, though, isn't it?
No, it's second grade size.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
BJ.
Writing back, tell him you need to find an overpass.
Oh, my God.
We need a tunnel. We need the Eisenhower tunnel.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 5:58. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morty Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 Radio, also heard on the Odyssey app. On the Odyssey app, that is, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it for your smartphone. You can take us anywhere in America. Good morning, Carson. Welcome to a Wednesday.
Good morning, BJ. I keep thinking it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's confusing, isn't it?
Every single time it gets me.
Yeah, the weekend got me. I'm kind of back on par now, but the weekend, I was way off. Friday was Saturday, and Saturday was Sunday, and Monday was Saturday. Oh, I don't know. I'm confused. Good morning, Fidel.
Good morning.
I think we're going to get rain today.
Good.
Yeah, it looks like the monsoon has kicked in. It lasts for 2 days.
Oh, two-day monsoon.
Yeah. Man, the difference between a Colorado monsoon and a Florida monsoon is night and day, dude. It's unbelievable. But they're calling this a monsoon. And I guess for the next couple of days, and you can kind of feel the humidity this morning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially even last night, you could feel it.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to get rain today. Wasn't it you telling me, Carson, about a lightning strike in Tampa yesterday?
Yeah. It was nuts. So it hit a car, and someone was filming, and it hit the car directly in front of them, a truck.
Holy moly.
The video is insane. It's up on our Facebook page if people want to check it out. But
get
wow.
Get out of here. The lightning capital of the world.
I can see why after that video.
Central Florida, man. A car driving down the road, and you get hit by lightning. Do you even know that you're hit?
I don't know.
Can you tell from the video? I haven't seen the video.
I mean, you can tell because the car in back of them is filming, obviously, so it hit directly in front of them. But if you're in the truck, I don't know if you do or not.
But if you're in the truck, are your tires smoking? Is your engine smoking like Jamie's car does?
Don't they have like a Faraday cage in cars?
Yeah, I think you're safe, but I wonder if you feel it. If you know it, like everything lights up in your car.
Yeah, if there's like just a big flash.
Including you. Everything lights up. It's like, whoa.
And I'm sure the inside of the truck would warm up, right? Significantly. I mean, you would think.
In the video, there's a huge fire that happens when it hits it. Like just a big spark. It's crazy. Yeah,
I think you'd know.
Yeah,
I really do. I think you would know. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just getting rolling here on a Wednesday morning. Stand by. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Happy birthday, Lisa Matz or Maids or Mattis.
I think it's Matz.
Okay, well, she's 38 today.
Nice.
Happy birthday. And her birthday party got canceled, and she's all sad. Yeah. See, there are bigger problems in the world, BJ.
There is. There is. When you get a birthday party that's completely canceled, that's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm really sad about? Is that today is day two of us back from vacation. I overslept and you guys did lightning talk. And you know I am the queen of knowledge
you
with
are.
Lightning
mm-hmm.
talk.
You
and
are.
It really irritated me that Schmidil took Faraday cage.
He did.
Because the only way he learned that was from me.
Exactly.
That's true.
Someone had
to say it.
Exactly.
I agree.
By the way, I just watched the video. I don't know if the guy knew that he got hit by lightning or not.
He was probably, I mean, it's so shocking.
Whole
truck exploded.
It did.
Yeah.
It did, but it keeps moving down the highway.
I'm sure you don't know what happened.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Well, they said all his controls were fried.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think you really know what happened.
Oh, no.
It takes the car behind you to pull over after you pull over and say, dude, you just got hit by lightning.
Yeah, I mean.
But the explosion is unbelievable.
Isn't it?
It's
and the fact
crazy.
That he lived, and you know why?
Faraday cage.
Not the tires, friend.
Yeah.
Not the tires.
Jamie has this thing that when it used to lightning, I don't know if you still do it or not, where you went to the garage and sat in the car with your kids.
Yeah, he would think I was dumb now. He's older. But he was three when I would do that, and I'd give him my phone and be like, here, stay on this.
She would be so scared of lightning that she would go out to the garage and get in the car because it does have the Faraday cage.
It has the Faraday cage.
And so she felt more protected than being in the house where the electricity can run through the pipes.
Yeah.
And anything else that's electrical in the house.
And your TV, all
your
that stuff, anything that's plugged in.
Because
remember, now my new fear is the sleep number bed because it's plugged in.
Yeah.
So now when it lightnings, I can't be in that bed.
That's the only drawback from the sleep number bed.
Exactly, because I'm like, oh God, it'll just I'll be, and like I told you, like a cartoon cutout of just a burnt person.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Just seared into the mattress.
Yeah. So if you've got a plug-in bed or you've got an electric blanket, you better either unplug or get the hell out of there.
Right?
If it starts lightning.
I know. That's the only thing I always think. I'm like, okay, oh my God, oh my God. Come on. But are we getting it today?
We're getting rain today. Okay. I don't know if the lightning's going to be associated with it.
Man, because what day was it? We were at Michelle's pool. I think it was last Friday or Saturday. I don't know. But those streaks, did you guys see the bolts that were coming down? Woo! Those were crazy. I mean, they were deadly.
Yeah.
Yeah, people died.
Yeah, I don't. I wasn't back in town by then, I don't think.
On Friday?
So I don't see it.
Oh,
yeah. No, I didn't get back till late Friday. So.
Gotcha.
So I missed out on it. But I did see it in Florida when I was down there. But that stuff is just absolutely amazing how it lights up the skies.
I know, right?
It's crazy down there, especially.
Anyway, we're all live. Okay,
good. We're back. We're live. Again, there's rain in the forecast a little bit later today, and you can feel it, humidity out there. Yesterday, you were talking about you had such a terrible day with your car. What's going on with that piece of crap? I mean, that's an $80,000 car.
Well, you don't
maybe
have
even
to tell
more.
Them that.
Maybe even more. Maybe even more. What?
It's been good to me so far. Life's been good.
Well,
to me
I don't know.
So far.
I think it was just a week or so before we went on vacation. You and I were out in the parking lot waiting on somebody to come fill up your tires.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, get that.
Jamie and I are out there. This guy pulls up with his air tank, and all of her tires are flat.
You know. It's because I drive. Well, you know what they even told me?
Yeah.
You should not be driving this to the cabin.
Yeah.
And I was like, I paid a lot of money for this car. And they're like, it's not equipped to go to the cabin.
No, it's not.
On that kind of road.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, no, it's obviously not because I broke my steering arm.
I got to tell you, though, I felt bad that day because when I left and I thought to myself, was the right thing to do was to stay with her?
No.
I did. When I pulled out that day.
Funny.
Okay, here's the scene. Yeah. We go down to the parking lot, Jamie and I. She's got flat tires. She's been on with AAA several occasions throughout the morning to set up somebody coming here to the parking lot. The guy pulls in. I'm down there with her, and we're talking. The guy finally gets here, and he pulls in, and he gets ready to do his thing to air up the tires. Well, I get in my vehicle, and I leave.
Yeah, but what were you going to do?
Well, I just kept thinking I left you there with a stranger.
Yeah, but it's a certified stranger.
Yeah. He had an outfit.
Yeah.
When they have an outfit, they're fine.
Yeah. Got a truck with a logo on it.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine.
All right, well, yeah. I just want to make sure because yeah, I felt bad about it that day. I thought that, was that the right thing to do? Or am I a schmuck for leaving her there with that dude?
No, I didn't even think twice about that guy. Remember, uniform safe.
I know. All right, all right. I'm just telling you. All right, quick break. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I guess Carlos Santana collapsed on stage last night at a concert.
Yeah, heat exhaustion is what they're saying.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they're saying he's doing good now.
Where was he at?
I don't know.
Michigan? I just saw it on...
Was it Michigan?
Yeah. I just saw it on TV.
Did you also see that guy in Pasadena? He was an Amazon driver or UPS, I can't remember. But he also passed out delivering packages, but he died.
Yeah.
And they're saying it was heat exhaustion, too.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know, so...
Yeah, Carlos Santana was doing a concert in Michigan and collapsed on stage. They had to take him off with a gurney.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he waved to the crowd. You know that wave that you give
did.
As you're exiting?
I'm okay.
I'll be fine. He's 74 years old. There's another story here that Jamie and I, we don't believe this, okay? It's a Brad Pitt story. And I know tabloid trash is coming up, but this is kind of weird. This is worth talking about.
This is so bizarre. First of all, what's your source?
Daily Mail. Daily Mail.
You love the Daily Mail.
I do love the Daily Mail. I think they do a good job. But the story is up there, and they say people with this condition, it's called prosopagnosia, and people with this condition can't recognize family members. They can't recognize partners or friends. And basically, you can't recognize somebody's face. And Brad Pitt says he has it.
And aren't they calling it face blindness?
Yeah.
Face blindness. Yeah. So if I'm right here and I'm like, who are you? Is that what I do?
Spadil could walk into this studio and we could call the cops.
Really? Because we wouldn't know him?
We don't know this guy.
Even though, you've known him for years and you've worked with him for
years. And you've
years.
Lived with them and all that. You just don't know him.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
You know what this reminds me of?
That's something I don't believe.
Well, these stories of people that wake up and they're talking a different language.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I find that hard to believe, too.
There's a lot of weird things out there. But, I like the Brad Pitt. I don't feel like he lies.
I know you do.
You know, because I watched him do a makeover on Property Brothers. Yep. Have you seen that, celebrity, whatever? It's where they thank somebody.
They'll do, their manager or someone that is close to them. And they redo their whole, I guess, home or whatever they want.
So he did her, pool house or her
Brad
office.
Brad Pitt did?
Yes, on Property Brothers.
He's on Property Brothers? Well, Brad Pitt.
It was like the thankful edition.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, he sure was. Yeah.
According to this article, the people that do suffer with this condition where you have face blindness, you can't recognize people by their faces. They remember people by the way they walk, their hairstyle, voice, or clothing.
Well, that must have really thrown them off because they're twins. The Property Brothers are twins. He's probably like, I am overwhelmed with this one. I have face blindness already, and now I got two of them. Who the hell are you? Are you Drew or the other guy? Yeah, I don't know.
That would be a great excuse for a lot of things in your life. You know, if you just don't want to recognize somebody, that would be great.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great way to go through life.
I know. Just like, oh, I don't know who you are, but that is the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I don't owe you money. I don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I didn't borrow $50,000 from you.
Do we believe this is a true thing?
I mean,
they gave it a name. If it has one of those, medical names, it must be true.
No, I agree with you. I think that because it has a name and they talk about many people with the condition and blah, 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 I think it's a real thing. I do.
That is weird. Now I'm going to look at him differently.
Now, I wonder if he's had this all of his life.
I don't know.
Just started.
Did he talk about it? How do we know he has it? I need more details.
He says, while Brad has not been formally diagnosed with the condition.
Well, come on.
He has long believed to himself that he is a sufferer and admitted he worries. The bottom line is this. He's gone to the doctors and they don't believe him.
Right? He said he hasn't been diagnosed. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I find it hard to believe that we're just now finding out about this whole thing.
I feel like I have carpal tunnel, but I'm self-diagnosed.
And according to the article, he says when he's around people, he's very remote and aloof simply because he doesn't recognize them.
Really?
Even if it's from his past.
Huh. So that girl that he did the Property Brothers makeup over for, the one that he's so close to, she means everything. Sometimes he just doesn't even recognize her.
Nope. Next time he sees her, she's a stranger.
Somebody says that Hickenlooper has that.
What?
He must have written it in his book or something.
John Hickenlooper has it?
I don't know.
He was a bear.
I do know in his book he like watched a X-rated movie with his mom.
Wasn't he mayor? Was he mayor or governor?
He was the
mayor.
Governor.
He was governor?
Yeah.
Hickenlooper?
I think. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
He just likes beer. That's all I know. I have no idea.
That explains it. I saw him at what is it called? The Rock Days. Remember that
Day
we would
rock.
Go down there?
Denver, Day of Rock. Yeah.
Denver Day of Rock. He didn't know who it was. But I'd met him two or three times.
You're so dumb.
I'm telling you, he had no idea who
God,
I was.
Okay.
So I believe it with him.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I know four new people that have the COVID.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you know there's another outbreak.
There is? Well,
yeah.
That makes sense then.
Yeah. I guess a new strain.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard it this morning. I guess certain states, I think New York has caught a couple of cases. They're saying this new one is the worst ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, because my girlfriend, her two kids just came back with it. We had a couple people here at work.
Yeah.
They have it. I'm like, what? What is going on? I don't think I've ever known this many people, even when it was at its height, at the same time having
it. All at once. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
You know what really, and I don't know why this I think about it a lot, is that I can't figure if I had it or not.
I know.
You know, and there are a lot of people that had it in those early days of November, December, January, into when it really kicked in and they got sick or whatever. But you don't know if you had it because there was no such thing as a testing at that point.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I didn't know I had it until I didn't smell anything. And then I was, or taste. And that's when
that
I was,
would be the biggest sign.
And I was like, oh, this is what you guys have been talking about. Because just like that thing that Brad Pitt has where he can't recognize faces, I kind of thought people without the taste and smell were kind of making it up a little bit.
Me too.
Right? Going overboard.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I bellied up to the bar in St. Louis and I asked for a beer and a pretzel, right? And I was like, this pretzel tastes like cardboard. It's what?
What was that right before you got on that flight to come home?
Yeah, the teeny tiny plane.
With the COVID?
Yes, this is. I isolated myself.
Yeah, she isolated herself. Jamie had to rent a plane and fly it herself.
Right?
To come back.
I isolated. Yeah, and I didn't know, though. And then I was like, oh, this is what people... And then I put my nose in the beer, and I was like, oh, no. So I immediately paid, and then I put myself in another terminal where the planes weren't, landing, and just... put myself over there.
That would be so weird.
Oh God.
I wouldn't know if I have it or not because I can't smell or hear either one.
Well, hearing
naturally.
Wasn't one of them.
Was hearing not
no.
one of them?
No.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was taste and smell.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I thought
enough.
It was hearing, smell, taste, and you can't poop.
No, I don't think any of those.
You constipated?
Yeah. I don't know where I got that.
It makes you poop, right?
Oh, what? It makes you poop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It does?
My bad.
I remember reading that as a symptom, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, boy, this is a pickle that Travis Scott is in. He had to stop his show on Monday night. If you don't know, there was a whole thing that went down in Houston where a bunch of people... were smushed, right? I mean, it was sad. It was awful.
Yeah, I think 11 people died or something like that.
Yeah, it was just awful. And so now when he sees anything, he was in Coney Island and he saw people starting to climb up the walls to try to get out of a smushy situation. And so he's going to have to, I mean, for him to go out there and do concerts again, I don't know if I'd take that risk right now.
Well, he's got all those lawsuits that are fitting into it. They're saying billions of dollars.
Yeah. Right.
That these people are after, and rightly so, if he caused it. But yeah, you're right. He's in a pickle.
Yeah, because, if this happens again, they're going to be like, dude, you knew that this would happen, and you did it again. You know? So he, at least he stopped this one this time and told everybody to calm down, step back, and then he started saying.
Maybe he has to go to where he just plays auditoriums with designed seating.
You've
got your ticket.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being at a Travis Scott concert and you've got to keep your butt in, chair C28.
Right.
Sitting room only.
Yeah, you can't stand, can't do anything.
But that might be the right way to do it. I agree. I don't know. Metallica. Oh, Shmadil, you must be so happy.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yesterday, if you don't know this, Shmadil brought up a song from Stranger Things, and it was Metallica's song, Master of Puppets, and it was for our Myrtle, whatever we play.
Hurdle.
Hurdle. What?
Hurdle.
Hurdle. Not Myrtle. It wasn't Myrtle. I was thinking music, so yeah. Myrtle, I don't know.
It's a name that tune type game that we play around 9 o'clock.
And so we were like, what the hell are you doing bringing up, you know, Metallica? And you're like, dude, it's on Stranger Things. And we were like, yeah, pat, pat, pat.
And the scene that it's in is epic. So it's like, it's going to take off just like that Kate Bush song did.
Well, that's what Metallica is giving props to Stranger Things for the use of their song Master of Puppets in the season 4 finale. They are honored, they said. Honored. Honored.
Good for them.
Yeah, honored.
Yeah.
Because if it's anything like I told you yesterday with Kate Bush, she brought home $2.4 million just from that song.
Like in a couple months.
Yeah.
Those guys in Metallica, they've got to be, what, 65, 70 years old?
Yeah, they're pretty old.
They've got to be.
Yeah, they're pretty old.
They've been around forever.
But they're really good.
Yeah.
They're a solid band.
One of my favorites.
Oh my God. Kirk Hammett's 59. He's the guitarist.
Yeah, I've got all the CDs. Love them.
You know, that guy doesn't drink, I don't think.
No, Kirk lives a pretty clean life.
Because I did a TV show with him, and everybody got a bottle of like Dom Perignon or something like that, and he handed it to me. He goes, here, I don't drink.
Yeah, James Hetfield's the one that had the drinking problem.
And I was like, I had two bottles, and I was like, yeah, me either, but thanks.
I guess I'll take them anyway.
Yeah, right. Mm. I thought that Kylie Kardashian was the youngest self-made billionaire. This says it, Rihanna. Rihanna has been named America's youngest self-made billionaire woman. Rihanna made Forbes America's Richest Self-Made Women 2022 list, which makes her the youngest self-made billionaire woman in the U.S. I thought it was Kylie.
Yeah. I did too, but I saw another story where it said she surpassed Kim Kardashian. That Kim was worth more.
Kim's a billionaire?
That's the article I saw.
But remember that whole Kylie thing? The Forbes announced it and then they retracted it.
Because they said she wasn't self-made.
Exactly.
Because they said that she had the Kardashian money behind her.
Yeah, she had help getting
there. Yeah, so I didn't know that Kim Mari became a billionaire.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it in a story that she passed the Kardashian.
Well, anyway, other people, let's see here, on Ford's list are Sandra Bullock, Reese Witherspoon, Kris Jenner. Rihanna, by the way, has earned $1.4 billion through her music as well as various Fenty brands. So, good for her.
She's loaded.
She is loaded.
Loaded.
Now, what's going to happen, though? Because remember, her, like that guy, the baby daddy or whatever his name is.
Isn't it ASAP Rocky?
Yep.
Yeah. He's under investigation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, she's going to pay it off. She's worth $1.4 billion.
But I think it was for a shooting.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
I don't know. I feel like I was on vacation when this happened.
I don't remember.
Yeah, me either. Will you find out what happened to ASAP, bro?
I'm Googling. All right,
but this is weird because it says Rihanna's only worth $1.4 and Kim right now is $1.8.
Is that because she has Kanye money too, or is that just from Skims?
I don't know. It's just overall net worth.
Yeah, he's the suspect of a shooting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen.
Mm.
It's really... He's on it today.
Yeah.
By the way, good job.
Keep us updated on that
one. You are on it.
In case something happens or breaks today.
On it. All right, speaking of the Kardashians, I guess Travis Barker, he returned to work in the studio. You know, he had like appendicitis or a pancreatic attack or something.
Yeah, that was
like
over the holiday that we took, right? The little vacation break.
Yeah, and so he was rushed to the hospital. And everybody was kind of mocking him because he said like something really dramatic, like, dear God.
He said, save me.
Save me.
Yeah, please save me or something
and
like that.
And everybody's like, if you're really dying, you're not tweeting.
Yeah.
Again, that's a great point.
We were on vacation when all this occurred. And when I first saw the story, you're right. They made it seem like he was about to die at any moment. Like family was rushing to his bedside.
Yeah. But he had pancreatitis.
Which I think is not, it's not. I mean, I guess it could be life-threatening.
No, I had it. And what they do is that first they make sure that you're not having an aorta, whatever, aneurysm right up here, whatever. And they took a sonogram. And then she's like, oh, I think you have pancreatitis. And I was like, what? I didn't even know I had a pancreas. Where is it? And so she pushed on it, and then she just gave me an antibiotic.
So your pancreas basically gets...
And then I did a Barbingo right after it.
Yeah.
That same day.
It gets inflammatory, and, yeah. and you know, it's got needs to be cleaned out.
But I don't know if they didn't clean it out. They didn't do anything. They gave me an antibiotic.
They wash it with a garden hose.
It was up the butt.
Yeah, right up the butt.
It's like a doormat.
But I literally was there for an hour, and then I went over and did Barbingo. And you remember because I had the IV, you know, thing.
Right. I do remember, yeah.
But I didn't write, like, God save me.
No. When I first saw the story, like I said, I thought, oh, my God, what happened with this guy? Mm-hmm. He's dying.
Somebody said, I'm an RN. You can die from pancreatitis.
Okay.
Yeah.
That means that I'm like Superwoman because I did Barbingo after it.
I think if it really gets into your bloodstream and it's poisonous at that point, I don't know.
Probably like this spider bite in my head.
Yeah.
Did I mention I have a spider bite in my head?
Yeah, you did. Now, did you get it looked at yet?
No. Still dying.
Is it still as swollen as it was yesterday?
Still bad. I think that the toxins from the spider bite went into my brain.
Yeah. Are you having, like, symptoms?
Yeah.
Are blindness or anything of that nature?
The symptom is you look hot.
Man, I hope you get bitten again. I'll get somewhere. One more spider bite. BJ's in the party. He's in the party, baby. I'm going to bring in a bucket of spiders tomorrow.
God.
My luck is Carson will get bitten and he'll be all over me.
Tom Hanks, I love this story. Tom Hanks is taking up for Tim Allen. Isn't that nice of him?
Yeah, the only problem is Tim Allen's not taking up for himself.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to care.
No, he doesn't care.
Yeah, so if you don't know, he was Tim Allen is not Woody. Or no, wait, he's not Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Sorry. Woody is taking up for him is what's happening.
I got the audio from that on number one.
Oh, okay, here it is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second. I got to get to that folder. I wasn't ready for it. Hello, Tom? Tom.
It's going to be strange to be in theaters opposite a Buzz Lightyear film. How about that? Why it's not... I wanted to go head-to-head with Tim Allen, and they didn't let Tim Allen do it. I don't understand that.
It's Chris Evans' kid.
It seems like that those two names could get it done, you know?
Yeah. I don't know what happened there.
I don't either.
A lot are saying it's the political beliefs of Tim Allen.
Yeah.
That's why he was cut from it.
I have great news for you and I, BJ Harris. Woo!
Woo! What is it?
Working out only on weekends, is just as much healthy as people that work out every damn day like these two yahoos.
But I don't work out on weekends.
Well, you do, but yeah, you do yard
work.
Oh, I do?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I mean, I do.
Because you're made
and
to.
I grill. Is that a workout?
Oh, my God. You love that grill so much.
If
you tell me one more thing that you made on that damn thing.
I love that grill. It's a Blackstone.
It's a Blackstone.
Yeah.
And it has that butter on it.
Yeah. And the videos are all over TikTok. And I watch those things a couple of hours a day. I'll spend watching this stuff.
See, but that's the problem with that grill, because I kind of want one too. But these people they're so amazing that I want to grill everything. And then my brain is like, I can't grill anything.
Yep. I'll get out a pencil and paper, write down the recipes they do and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I love it.
I think you can click on their link and see the recipe.
No, but not necessarily. You have to watch the video over and over again.
Because my son makes fun. My son makes fun of me when I say pencil and paper.
He does.
Yes.
Look, I'm old school. I still take notes.
I know, but I told you that one thing where my girlfriend was. There was a car for sale on the side of the road, right? And I was like, oh. She said, I really want that car. I'm like, give me a pencil and paper, and she's like, just take a picture with your phone of the phone number.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh right.
Yeah.
Right. So I hopped out of the car. And
I know when to use the phone, and I don't have a problem with that. It's just that for me, it's easier than using the phone to take the notes.
I know, but it drives people crazy. It drives my kid crazy. I like it too.
Because
then I have to go into gallery and find that picture of that phone number. You don't know how many things I've screenshot and thought like, ooh, I want to buy that. Ooh, I like that. Ooh, what? I have 12,000 things I've never done.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
Ever.
Oh, speaking of which, Prime starts next week.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, and I guess Amazon's already put up the Prime deals.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I saw an early...
A portion of them.
I saw an early leak a few days ago of TVs. It was a bunch of TVs. Mm. But nothing I need.
Yeah.
I thought of you. Because I was like, yeah. Are we going in?
Prime Day is the 12th and 13th, yeah. Which I think is next Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yes.
But they've already got like 50% of the deals up there.
Because, see, I'm at that point where my house is exploding with crap.
Mine too.
I don't think I need anything else. Mm. I felt like I did, but I forgot what it was.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You don't need anything else.
Well, I need like a weed whacker.
Yeah.
But... That whole string thing scares me. Because I don't know how to re-thread it. And so once it breaks, then the weed whacker, it's done.
Yeah.
Because I have no clue. I know I could probably go on YouTube and figure out how to...
Get the ones with the blades.
Where are those?
Yeah, they're going to be on Amazon.
I know, but don't you have to take off the thread and put on the blade?
Yeah, but it's a screw. It's just one screw.
It is?
It's a screw, and they're plastic blades.
But I feel like those blades are way more dangerous than the thread.
No,
Yeah, no, just like they're just thick, and they can do way more damage.
But if I have like because I have some scrub book and stuff that I need, I don't think that'll
then
do
you
it.
Need thicker. Yeah,
I need. You know what I need is a tractor.
You do. Now, what you need is a husband.
Well, a husband with a tractor, with a Kubota. I need a man with a Kubota.
A man with a Kubota. If you're a man with a Kubota, be caller 9 right now. We'll have you hooked up by the weekend. Promise. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.